X 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Mark Remillard. No word yet on a death toll following a devastating tornado that tore through the small town of Greenfield, Iowa, southwest of Des Moines on Tuesday. Officials only saying there are multiple fatalities. Growing support for Palestinian statehood.
Ireland, Norway, and Spain are announcing that we recognize the state of Palestine.
Ireland's Prime Minister Simon Harris making that announcement in response to the war in Gaza, joining roughly 140 other countries that recognize Palestine as a state, Israel denouncing the decision. The judge overseeing former President Trump's classified documents case in Florida set to hear arguments today over an effort by Trump's co-defendant Walt Nauta to get his charges dismissed. The Biden administration canceling student loans for another 160,000 borrowers through a combination of existing programs. The relief will erase $7.7 billion in federal student loans. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. People across Wisconsin are waking up to power outages, downed trees, and other storm damage. In the Madison area, more than 40,000 people lost power. In Green Bay, roofs were ripped off buildings. A few thousand are without power this morning in the Eau Claire area. This list just goes on and on. While there were tornado warnings throughout the evening, straight-line winds are often responsible for the majority of this kind of damage. You want to leave yourself extra time as you drive the kids to school or head into work. And the Poet Laureate of the United States will be here in Wisconsin Thursday. Ada Limon was given the title in 2022. This is part of a series hosted by the Wisconsin Academy of Sciences, Arts, and Letters. She'll be speaking at the Overture Center's Playhouse at 7, and tickets are still available. If you're not near Madison, there are watch parties statewide in Ashland, Eau Claire, Sheboygan, Verona, and Viroqua. For Civic Media, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. Here's what you need to know closer to home. This morning, you'll want to leave yourself extra time and be careful on your morning commute. There are downed power lines and trees all over because of last night's storms. Madison Gas and Electric says it'll take them days to restore power to everybody. The utility says 42,000 customers lost electricity at some point during the storm system. Staff say there are more than 250 separate incidents that now need fixing to bring everybody back online. MG&E is reaching out to other groups that can help them restore power so they can have extra crews in the field. A reminder, never touch down lines. Call MG&E to report it. Because of the storm damage from last night, Madison schools are canceled for the day. School officials say it's not safe or just not even possible to reach some schools right now. That means all activities and after-school programs are canceled, too. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tome Olson. This is WMDX News.
A win for the crew. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers' Christian Yelich with a dramatic triple in the eighth to drive in the go-ahead runs led to a Brewers 7-5 victory last night over the Marlins. Pat Murphy says don't forget about the performance of their two rookie pitchers, Robert Gasser to start and Tobias Myers to get the W.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? That helped us immensely. But the Marlins getting back in it is what hurts us. Tobias Myers, he got two rookies throwing seven innings. That was big.
NFL Packers OTAs continue in Green Bay. Some injured players, tight end Tucker Kraft recovering from a pectoral injury. New running back Josh Jacobs with a hamstring. Wide receiver Christian Watson was asked how he's doing after attending sessions at UW-Madison on overcoming his chronic hamstring issues.
I definitely feel like I'm at 100%, but I mean, there's still a little bit of asymmetry there, and that's just something that I'm attacking, you know, with the training staff and the weight room. Obviously, just got to continue to get that right so there's not any risks in the future.
That's the Packers' Christian Watson with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 72 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 15 to 25, so it will be a little breezy today. Clear tonight, 53. Tomorrow, sunny, 80. And then more rain on the way as we head into Friday and Friday night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin. Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Dollar driver. It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on. Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or tick it.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you're harassing
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time live from Kopke's greenhouse outside of Oregon, Wisconsin, talking planting and also the bug guy, cicadas, all that and more. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
I think Bob Costello was not a credible witness for the reasons Elliot said. I mean, first of all, he has motive. Second of all, his conduct that they brought out was really not good conduct. He's trying to keep Michael Cohen from coming into the government and cooperating. Third of all, they contradicted Bob Costello with his own emails. I found him to be not at all a credible witness.
Thank you, Ellie Honig. Yep. Wow, what an epic disaster Bob Costello was. Holy crap. Okay, what should we start with? Let's review Trump's violent, incendiary statement, his horribly racist statement, or
all just, of the above?
Right, or just the giant, well, it's always wrapped in a giant lie.
Right.
Okay, Chris, who said the judge hates Donald Trump? Take a look at him. You take a look at where he comes from.
Judge Reinhold.
No.
I even did the impression.
It was Donald Trump.
Oh.
About. Oh, and AG helpfully points out Judge Aileen Cannon is also Colombian-born.
Yes.
But it's weird. No. Thoughts
no
about
problem.
Where she's from.
No.
Oh, my God. It's the exact same thing he did to the Trump University.
Sure.
Judge Curiel.
Sure.
He's a Mexican. I'm building a wall. Oh, my God. It is a Flintstones background, isn't it? Of just horrible, racist, misogynist, something, incendiary. Okay. Also, they are going to get someone killed, right? Marjorie Taylor Greene, okay. And Trump saying that Biden tried to assassinate him, which once again is...
Not.
No.
You're a
lying sack of crap. But it's inciting, it's going to incite violence.
Right? Well, it's a common...
You're like, oh, we can target Biden and whoever, the prosecutors, because they're targeting Trump for assassination. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's a commonly held belief. This isn't new. This is a commonly held belief.
Oh, no, but it's just came up to yesterday because the new documents that were released about the raid.
Right, but if you go to conspiracy sites, which a bunch of people do, this is a commonly held belief in those sites.
But now they have
the
it in writing that the FBI could have used lethal force. That's the problem.
Don't be surprised by this sort of thing. This is out there.
It's absolutely boilerplate.
It's
FBI
boilerplate
language.
FBI. They can use lethal force if they need to in handling a search warrant.
He tweeted, the Department of Justice authorized the FBI to use deadly lethal force. Okay. So, yes, Marjorie Taylor Greene made sure to take credit. I made sure he knew the Biden DOJ and FBI were planning to assassinate President Trump and gave the green light. Does anyone get it yet? What are Republicans going to do about it? I tried to oust our speaker who funded Biden's DOJ and FBI, but Democrats stopped it. Oh, my God. As Allison Gill pointed out, the FBI, if anything, has tried to protect Trump.
And it was
Merrick Garland wanted a warrant earlier. They said no.
Right.
You know, God did the subpoena.
And Donald wasn't even there.
Thank you. Keith Olbermann, among others. Wait, do I have that one?
It's down there somewhere.
Marjorie Taylor Greene. A, Trump wasn't there, you enfeebled imbecile. B, these rules apply to every FBI search, everyone. C, your damaged brain, your inability to recognize your own evil, and the bull you spew are going to get somebody else hurt or killed. D, STFU, Barney Rubble.
Oh, Keith must listen
to the show.
Keith must...
Well, you were married to him once.
Well, yeah, there's the picture.
Yeah.
He must listen. Barney Rubble, that's ours. That's ours.
When was the divorce?
You know what our new saying is? Our new saying, Chris, that we live by here at the Stephanie Miller Show?
What?
In a world where you can be anything, be kind. But when they go low, be Jasmine Crockett.
Right.
Oh, okay. All right.
Amen. I'm starting to do the Bonnie underbite smile. Okay.
It's like this.
Okay. Okay, if someone did a screenshot of all of us doing that, okay, there's going to be some right-wingers' comments.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah.
Wow. I just, you know, you know how you post those 10 years ago pictures? Mm-hmm. I just found one of me when I met, I've only met Biden once, but it was about 10 years ago. Oh, my God, Chris, I posted it.
Well, you posted it on Twitter, which is a far-right hellhole now.
Yeah. But look at this. This is the main, you know, have you seen these memes? The riding, because I just said still riding with Biden. And so there's all these homophobic, you know, anal sex-related cartoon memes. Like, and here's the thing I said to you about the Tom Brady roast. I guess I am really, maybe I'm just way too woke. 2024. I don't get how this gay thing is considered. First of all, you always say they do it to own the libs.
Yeah.
We don't think being gay is bad.
Right.
We don't think it's a pejorative.
But they
so
do.
Why do you keep like thinking?
But they do. They're not.
The whole Tom Brady roast was like Tom Brady's gay jokes,
they
which
don't
he's
do
not.
It to signal to you, they do it to signal to their other people.
Oh my God.
It's virtue signaling on the right.
I don't. It's just
it's annoying.
I really feel like I woke up that Tom Brady, like in 1980 in a locker room. I was like, what? Just, and then Biden, whatever you think of him, he's not gay, obviously,
right.
But all of the memes are Biden with Biden. You know, there's the superheroes flying on top of each other.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Didn't realize there were so many homophobic memes out there.
There are.
Oh, there's so many.
Yeah.
Meanwhile,
try being a homo. You'll see them.
I have tried being a homo. Like most things, Chris, I am not good at it.
Yeah.
You're better than I am.
Well, you're just not trying.
Lonnie's
out of town. It's time for you to put a toe in that lady lake. Okay.
He'll be back by the time we go to that thing.
Whatever.
Jody and I have a big date.
I know.
We have a hot date to a presidential fundraiser thing.
I'm washing my hair that night.
When put curlers in?
Yeah. What are you doing to do the other 20 seconds after you're done with that?
No, those kinds of things make me nervous. So I don't like those things.
I love those things.
Yeah. Okay, you need to control me if I get to Julia Roberts.
I'll try. They like, Rainy, excuse me, Ms. Roberts, she's crazy.
Rainy Ziny, I love you so much. My girlfriend always said that my only barometer of a good movie is Julia Roberts in it. If she's not, I'm out. I mean, Sandra Bullock is an acceptable substitute.
Yeah,
Catherine Heigl.
Yeah, you would not like Mary Reilly.
No, she doesn't smile. I'll chat with her about that.
Okay. I'm sure you will.
Women love that. You need to smile more.
Or Leave the World Behind. That's
I'm
a horror
trying
movie.
To point out something funny you did on social media, speaking of homophobes.
Well.
You just wrote, Harrison Butker sits down with a noted fisting aficionado, Josh Hawley, to discuss their future plans. Could they look any gayer if we thought being gay was a pejorative?
I did not accuse them of being gay.
Did you see I texted you the picture we were talking about.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
They look like they look like the top of a gay wedding cake.
I did not accuse them of being gay at all.
Their future,
in
what kind
post.
Of plans? Just vacation plans?
Sure.
Fire Island?
Any kind of vacation plans.
I sent you the picture I was talking about. That was not AI.
No.
Of Harrison. What?
No.
Butker.
Uh-oh.
See, if we were immature, we would make a gay joke.
Josh Hawley loves fisting.
Yeah.
There's that famous photo of him putting his fist in the air. Yeah. He loves fisting.
Right.
He does.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Nothing
gay about that?
Nothing gay about that.
Okay. All right. So that's...
He has a wife.
Maybe she is also a fisting aficionado.
She could be.
All right.
We don't
have
proof of that, though, so we're not going to accuse her of that.
Right.
No.
Just him.
Wow. Where was I?
I don't know.
Oh, you know what? I watched Nikki Glaser's special. She's very funny.
She is very funny. I like her a lot.
She is super. It makes me feel like I don't work blue at all. She's super dirty and super funny. I met her at Ben Glebe's.
Yes, you did.
You know what I sniff? I sniff sexy liberal there, although she doesn't really do a political act.
Yeah.
But she's very dark. In her special, she talks a lot about killing herself.
Yeah.
And she said she's going to use a gun because she said guns are a lot easier to get than empathy in this country. True. That's a really smart joke.
And dark.
That is a
she's
dark,
not wrong.
That's a dark, funny.
Dark is funny.
She also does a whole bit about how her vagina looks like Mitch McConnell now. It was very, very funny. And also, she took a shot at somebody, a transphobic Fox News viewer. She said, could you maybe transition into less of a C word? And I thought that was also very funny. And I sniffed. We have to get her to a sexy liberal. Anyway. But, you know, I was saying to you, Chris, I thought she was the best one at the Tom Brady roast, and she was the only one that didn't do, homophobic, transphobic kind of humor, you know. So, and also because she's a girl. Boys are dumb. They all did.
Bro rocks it, though.
They did homo jokes about Tom Brady. Pat Brady? I don't know who
Pat
that
Brady.
Was.
Pat Brady.
Okay.
Huh?
I don't know.
Marsha Brady? What?
What? All right. What was I going to say? Bob Seska and Jody Hamilton is wearing her spicy Jody shirt. Oh, my God, I love that top. I want that top. You can get that at Bob Seska's site.
Mm-hmm. There we go.
Jody's very spicy on Bob's show because the FCC.
I can't be here.
But no, be a good gal. No, you guys had a great point about this stupid polling that, you know, we all lose our shizzle over. But about what a push poll is.
Mm-hmm.
And Bob was talking about this stupid statistic that drives you and me crazy, that 17% of the people polled in this poll think Biden is responsible for overturning Roe v. Wade. First of all, Bob made a great point. They shouldn't even have asked that question.
Right.
It's like, do you think Donald Trump or Biden are more responsible for overturning Roe v. Wade? What a stupid question.
Yeah.
And it's designed to, there's enough of a, what do we call them, Chris? Percentage of herp derpers.
Sure.
First of all, and people are so tribal, anything that sounds bad for Biden, they'll go like, yep.
Oh, also, Biden was president when it happened, so that's why they're blaming him.
I guess, but that's insane.
I agree.
You know, it's like going, lots of people think Biden is old. Do you think Biden's too old to run for president? This just in. People think Biden's too old. It's like you keep asking the question and framing the questions
asking,
in this.
You're right. Asking the right to apply common sense to everyday situations. It's not going to happen.
Anyway. Everybody just calm down. All right. I don't want to get happy, but all the legal experts basically saying to us what Tristan Snell said is this Bob Costello testimony was a disaster. Yeah. Andrew Weissman said the Bob Costello testimony and emails will be used by the prosecution to argue to the trial jury that Trump orchestrated a scheme to obstruct justice, keep you, the jury, from ever learning of this scheme and hearing from Cohen. These are not the actions of an innocent person who has nothing to hide and wanted Cohen to cooperate with law enforcement, and it shows Trump knew Cohen had the goods on him.
Mm-hmm.
That's if anything, as people are saying, it strengthened the defense's case, and it made Michael Cohen look better.
It did.
Because I know. How did Nicole Wallace put it? She said, everyone has seen a mob movie. This is the last guy that comes to talk to you before you get whacked.
Yeah.
Right? He's like, you got friends in high places, Michael. Sleep well tonight. He literally said that.
Yeah.
Is he the one that brought the ketchup packets?
No! That's Sopranos. That's a different thing you didn't see.
I never watched The Sopranos.
I don't like violent movies, and I've seen Godfather and The Sopranos. What is wrong with you?
Did he leave a horse's head in the bed?
No, that's Godfather. Stop mixing up your mob movies. Anyway,
was there a baseball bat involved?
Take the cannoli.
But anyway, I think everybody recognizes this. This is why Guy, if he was too skeevy for Michael Cohen, he was too skeevy. He knew he was going to go tell Trump and Giuliani anything he says. So, of course, he told Costello, I don't have anything on Trump. Because, exactly, that's the guy. Where's my Godfather's music? That's the guy that goes, I have one client. He likes to get bad news in person. Do you have anything to say about Mr. Trump? I mean, that's what happened.
Mm-hmm.
And then he, on top of it, is a complete a-hole, right, to the judge.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, and also Don Jr. insulted the jury. So hopefully, and then Trump made a racist slur against the guy whose daughter he's attacked, who will be in charge of deciding whether he goes to prison or not.
Mm-hmm.
Elect that genius again to the presidency.
The gag order does not apply to the judge, though.
No, it does not.
Okay, but the judge is still the one that's going to decide.
Yes, that's stupid. That's not smart.
It's not smart.
It's not smart. He's not smart.
The jury can find out.
Why don't you say, is that from Sopranos? No, it's from The Godfather. It's Fredo.
Okay. I know it's Fredo. I've seen The Godfather.
Well, now you have.
I saw it after, like six years ago.
After your fourth firing threat by me for not having seen
it. No, I saw it after I left you.
Oh.
I saw it in Palm Springs.
Oh, sure, fine. Just to rub my face in it. All right, guess what I got you anyway? Man meat. I got you man meat.
Yeah, I like man meat.
Yeah, you're a protein guy.
We saw
Bob Seska,
we saw
Malcolm Nance, and Carlos Alzarafi.
Bob Seska in his shorts on Monday.
We did. We did.
Unmute.
Did they meet? Did Bob and Kimberly meet on some Amazonian dating site?
I think so.
Not Amazon.com.
No. They don't do that or yet.
Beautiful Amazons.
They have high ceilings in their place.
They do.
I saw that on.
They do.
Well, it's like you have a body fat, you know, stipulation for who you date.
Not really.
They must. I don't know if they have a height thing, or you must be this high to tall to ride Bob Seska. I'm not really sure. Like a ride at Disneyland.
Oh yeah.
Maybe you have to be this tall to ride Bob Seska.
I understand what you're saying, and we should probably, you know.
Right.
All right then.
20 minutes after.
It's not so much from the time. It's just that I'm clearly out of bullets.
Yes.
Okay. 20 minutes. I'm just going to throw the gun now. 20 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Marty Nagel. I just ordered more Tilly's treasures because you got to have those. That's how I get them in their little harnesses to go on a walk.
Oh,
because now
you bribe them.
Yeah, they have trained me that they want to go for a walk, right, but they pretend like they don't run away from me unless I have a Tilly's treasure to get them into their harness to go. It's a bargain we've made with each other. Okay. And also the Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend. Those, as I said, are always the cannolis. Drop the gun. Leave the Dr. Marty's. We don't care how many cities you go on tour to. Just leave the Dr. Marty's.
Yep.
Okay. It is the best dog food in the world. Turkey, beef, duck, salmon, kale, spinach, sweet potatoes, blueberries, you name it. Mm-hmm. Superfoods. This is why Forbes magazine has called Dr. Marty the miracle worker. I can't believe anybody buys dog food from places that make like candy bars and other stuff. Dr. Marty is a world-renowned veterinarian.
Ew.
He loves your doggy and your kitty. He knows what is going to give them the most health and happiness and longevity. Do it. Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend right now, plus a free bag of Tilly's treasures. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
Doesn't anyone notice this? I feel like I'm taking crazy pills.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
OMG, I am so excited about our new sponsor, Cook Unity. These are ready-cooked meals. You want to know my first six? Grilled mahi-mahi with oyster mushrooms and steamed rice. Vegan rigatoni pesto. Four cheese ravioli with cherry tomatoes and spinach. Hang on. Climate-friendly chickpea and quinoa bowl. Classic salad niçoise. Lemon-baked tilapia. I don't have time to cook. These, you just pop them in the microwave, bam, you're done. Go to cookunity.com/liberal. You will not believe the quality and the quantity of different choices that you have. Whatever you need, vegan, paleo, pescatarian, gluten-free, whatever you love, they have a delicious dish. Cook Unity is the first chef-to-you service delivering locally sourced meals from award-winning chefs right to your door every week. And it's cheaper than other delivery options. So delicious and no cooking required. I love that on work nights for me. Go to cookunity.com/liberal or enter the code liberal before checkout for 50% off your first week. That's 50% off your first week by using the code liberal or going to cookunity.com/liberal. Well, are you ready to unlock the secret to building muscle without spending endless hours at the gym? You can with Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton. Tony's the creator of the workout program P90X. In 2017, he came down with a rare virus, was bedridden, lost muscle, didn't know if he would live. Now at 65, Tony is feeling amazing because he discovered HMB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercising. He created high-impact protein available in whey or plant protein to mix with your favorite beverage. One scoop a day supercharges muscle growth, boosts energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercising. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com. Use that code FITNESS to save 30%. Tony even offers a 90-day guarantee. Go to mypowerlife.com or you can text FITNESS to 511-511. All individuals are unique. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. MyPowerLife.com, code FITNESS.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know. It's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Did you know Broadfest, the annual Memorial Day weekend event in Madison, is more than 40 years old? The Metcalf family set up a brat tent in their grocery store parking lot to sell some brats to customers. That was 1983. The brat sales support local charities. Now can you guess the total amount raised? We'll have the answer coming up. These days, along with brats, there's something for everyone, including free music. Here's Michael Alexander.
75 bands from all over the country, and roughly 150,000 of our closest and dearest friends each year.
So did you guess? 4 million brats over more than 40 years equals $2.5 million going back into the community to support more than 120 nonprofits. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Stephanie Miller.
That makes me sweat.
Yes, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. Oh, Bob Siska's growing closer and closer. I can feel him. Mm-hmm. Hi, Karen in Chicago. Hi.
Hi, good morning.
Yes.
I am so tired of listening to all of the breathless coverage about Trump, what he says, what he does, the propaganda, the lies. We all know that they're lies. And this is the mainstream media is blowing it again. Okay, look, yeah. I know, and I love Rachel, and she always very smartly reminds people that we have been here before and this has happened here before. But you know what's actually happening right now? Project 2025. Mm-hmm. So all of the election style coverage that they gave to this trial, if they would, you know, Chris Hayes, Rachel Maddow, Lawrence O'Donnell, and any of the other heavy hitters would just do a 3-hour special once a month about Project 2025 and let people know that it's happening here. I'm talking to more people on our side of the aisle who have no idea about Project 2025.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
And I really think that we have got to let people know it's happening right now.
I mean,
this is
how many times
Hitler came to power.
Exactly. How many times does he have to quote Hitler exactly before, you know, it's almost insane that the level, and I was thinking that the other day, Jody, I think we're both still happy clappy. I think I don't want to say it. But I think he's going to win in a landslide. And then the media will move right on like nothing happened again. And they won't change anything. And they'll do the same horse race coverage when The Rock or whoever runs next time.
Oh, no. If Donald's still alive and not in prison, he'll run again.
Oh, God.
His ego won't let him.
He'll run again.
Listen, I need to focus on happy things. Sunday Divine on Twitter says, if Trump's found guilty and sentenced to prison, I hope there's video of him trying to fit into an orange jumpsuit designed for a 215-pound man.
Oh, yeah.
Stick with that lie. And then, you know, because you're still be grifting and conning, just sell that as a, you know, souvenir. Like, is you trying to get into the jumpsuit.
He could run from prison.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be great? Just because if you think we've hit the stupidest part of the stupidest timeline, Chris, we have not.
Oh, no, it can get stupider.
Hmm.
Yes, Kurt Bardella said, be nice if every quote-unquote news story or segment about Biden's polling with black, Hispanic, et cetera, voters pointed out the Trump campaign is running on a unified Reich platform would end pretty badly for anyone who isn't white.
Mm-hmm.
29 minutes after the hour, Bob Seska.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A U.S. House committee takes up the bipartisan Kids Online Safety Act this week. Parents of children harmed by social media say greater protections are badly needed and long overdue. Deb Schmill's daughter died of an accidental overdose after she was bullied online.
It's going to be very upsetting to the parents, to so many people in this country who want to see this happen. They want to see big tech regulated. They don't want to see kids dying every day.
Tech companies are fighting sweeping change, citing free speech rights. All over Wisconsin, this year's Click It or Ticket campaign is underway. Memorial Day weekend is our unofficial start of summer, and every year, agencies and departments increase patrols around this time. All drivers and passengers are required by Wisconsin law to wear seatbelts while they travel. Click It or Ticket runs through June 2nd. For Civic Media, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Here's what you need to know closer to home. City of Madison staff say there were more than 90 roads blocked due to storm damage this morning. There were many more on the west side than on the east side. Crews got to work right away, starting with the busiest streets like Regent Street and Washington Avenue, both East Wash and West Wash. The city of Madison has a list of streets that are currently blocked by storm debris. You can find that list on cityofmadison.com. It's one of the top things right in the middle. Meanwhile, a local veterans group is asking for help setting up their Memorial Day display. Every year, Veterans for Peace puts together the Memorial Mile at Ulbrich Park. The goal is to symbolize the lives lost due to war. They place more than 6,000 headstones through the park, creating a powerful visual. Veterans for Peace is asking for volunteers to help them place the markers this Saturday at 9 a.m. at Ulbrich Park. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 72 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the west at 15 to 25, so it will be a little breezy today. Clear tonight, 53. Tomorrow, sunny, 80. And then more rain on the way as we head into Friday and Friday night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 57.
When you finally find your person, you call the one. The search for a truly extraordinary piece of jewelry that embodies all that they are, it can be difficult. That's why the team at Goodman Jewelers in Madison is the place to call. With an award-winning goldsmith on staff, creating a custom, one-of-a-kind piece of jewelry that reflects every unique detail comes easy. Together, you'll walk through the design process to bring your vision to life. Call 608-257-3644 and trust that Goodman Jewelers will create a treasure you and your loved ones will cherish for generations to come. Native American issues are human issues. Join Robert Plant with Native Roots for their program Awake at their new time of 9 p.m. Mondays through Fridays. Awake is proudly sponsored by Wisconsin Community Health Representatives.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Trump's trying to unite the Reich. We'll talk about it. We'll take your phone calls. Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 3 to 6.
But if we don't know, we can't help. Speaking up about a problem, that's what helping a friend is all about.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
Mr. Cohn has been corroborated by lots of other witnesses and lots of other documents. Is that sufficient to convict? Yes, it's sufficient to convict. Will the jury convict? Who knows? I mean, I can't tell you what would happen in my own cases, let alone what will happen. But I can tell you that by corroborating Mr. Cohn with other witnesses and important documents, the jury has everything they need to convict.
It's my tumbly until the verdict comes back.
It is a slam dunk case, Jody.
Yes, it is. It's a documents case.
But it's like, you're right. You never know what a jury's going to do. So, you know, my point is, and also, that guy.
Speaking of dreamy hunky men, why, Bob Seska joins us now.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special broadcast.
You're cute. I love you, Bob Seska.
Where are you coming from?
Bob is calling us from Washington.
You Seska thing.
Go ahead.
Washington, D.C.
Just follow the money.
Hiya, Bob. Hi.
Hi. I never expected that we would start talking this morning during the commercial break, and the subject of discourse would be the Jerky Boys.
Yeah.
Boy, that's a blast from the past.
Yeah,
we all got to do our Saul Rosenberg voices.
Jody started it by saying,
"My bursitis is acting up."
I said, "Gather your shoes and your glasses." And then you said, go ahead. I fell down the stairs
and my shoes fell off. Okay. Yeah, we were all doing it.
All right,
it was like Christopher Walken impressions. We were all just chiming in.
Oh, yeah.
We all got to do it. Everyone does it.
Which I just
but
said.
But I'm so impressed.
I said
yeah,
yesterday.
You nailed it, Stephanie.
I said yesterday the Trump trial needed one thing, and that was more cowbell. And then we got it. There were cowbells.
There was cowbell outside. Yeah.
Cowbells, whistles, that bootlicker guy. I mean, that is amazing. There needs to be some medals of freedom handed out outside Donald Trump's criminal trial.
Yes.
That would be ideal. That would be perfect. I think they all deserve it. They're all patriots.
Yeah. Well, we were saying, we're pretty much agreeing with all the legal experts that the prosecution did an extraordinarily good job, and the Trump defense did an extraordinarily bad job, and Bob Costello was a disaster. I mean, what were your thoughts?
Well, of course, because they're being puppeteered by Donald Trump, the dumbest man in the history of dumb guys. I mean, he's orchestrating everything that his people say publicly, from his criminal lawyers up to John Sauer, who argued before the Supreme Court, things that Donald Trump came up with, you know, as he was sitting on his golden toilet, frantically tweeting, you know. This is Donald Trump micromanaging everything, and that's all you got to know about how all of this stuff works. If there's something weird going on in Donald Trump's orbit, most likely Donald Trump's got his hands in that, his little stumpy fingers in that chaos, in that crime, in that, misdeed. This is what he does all the time, and that's why it's impossible to not prosecute him, because his crimes are so obvious and unequivocal.
Yeah, and, like, and
you
lying,
can't ignore them.
The lying is getting even worse, like in the sense that almost just about every single thing he says is a giant lie. Did you see him out there yesterday? He's like, I haven't even been charged with a crime, like, says the guy who's been charged with 90?
Yeah.
Like, he's standing outside a trial where he's been charged with 34 felonies. And he's like, they haven't even charged me with a crime. I mean, it just...
There's an entire population of dumbasses out there who Donald Trump understands this. He understands that no matter what he says, there's going to be a bunch of people with broken BS detectors who will just absorb every word of it and say, oh, yeah, I guess that's what's happening. If he says New York and Paris and London are just collapsing, they're just disasters, then they're going to go, well, yeah, I guess Paris is not like what it used to be.
Well,
and it's all crumbling to the ground like the apocalypse. Yeah.
Yesterday, he both invented Minneapolis and won Minnesota.
Right.
Yeah.
Neither of which are true. However,
that's
this is going to be our fight against disinformation. I was quoting you already, as I do, that you made such great points on The Bob Seska Show.
Thank you very much.
SexyLiberal.com. Just about push polling, that these polls that, you know, the 17% that think Biden's responsible for overturning Roe v. Wade. You made a great point. As I said, they shouldn't even be asking that question, because there's some percentage of derpers in this country that are tribal enough that anything that sounds bad for Biden, they're going to go like, yep, right?
Yeah. Well, not only that, there are people, obviously.
To ask the question, who do you think is more responsible for roping overturned Trump or Biden, implies that it's an opinion question, right?
Yes, of course, of course. So what that suggests to a person answering their cell phone with a strange phone number, that's the first red flag. Yeah. You know, anyone who's going to answer a blind phone number on their cell phone, there may be something wrong with that person. But secondly, the other thing is, what that poll question does is inserts into that person's mind, well, maybe it's possible that Joe Biden was responsible for the Dobbs decision. Maybe it's possible Joe Biden was responsible for the end of Roe v. Wade, the end of reproductive rights in this country. And so that's what a push poll is. You're not just asking a question. You're inserting an idea into the minds of the respondents. And that in and of itself is unethical. That is something that if you see that as part of a poll, then you're completely free to question the veracity of that poll.
It's the maggot, you know, that we played, Jody, remember a few weeks ago about, I just, well, I have diabetes and I just, you know, I'm so grateful that Donald Trump got me $35 insulin. I mean, these are not opinion questions. Who do you think's more responsible for getting you $35 insulin? It's not a multiple choice. Joe Biden got you $35 insulin. I mean, this is going to be our fight, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, in another case, I think of turning a fact into pure disinformation is this thing that happened yesterday with this filing in the Mar-a-Lago documents case, which is really like squarely in my wheelhouse, this thing, because it involves not only
It's a lie. Yeah. It's dangerous. It's inciting violence. You're right, Bobby. You were on it right away.
And also, it's bad reporting.
You said I was right. It's boilerplate. It has been for 24 years. Meantime, Trump, Gosar, Marjorie Taylor Greene are screeching Biden intended to murder Trump. You retweeted Frank Lagluzzi right away, who said the FBI followed standard protocol in this search, as we do for all search warrants, which includes a standard policy statement limiting the use of deadly force. No one ordered additional steps to be taken. There was no departure from the norm in this matter. Yep, every FBI operations order contains a reminder of FBI deadly force policy. Even for a search warrant, deadly force is always authorized if the required threat presents itself. And Bob, as you always say, what's distracting from what? I'm going to guess it's the story that Trump had even more documents there in his bedroom that they didn't find until 4 months later. And what's the other thing? One of his people copied stuff onto their personal laptop. Those are the stories, right?
Yeah, as I said, it's undeniable. You can't not prosecute this because it's right there. It would be so dumb to say, well, I don't see anything here. But you know what this is like with this policy statement about deadly force? This is like Donald Trump looking at his pillow and seeing the tag that says do not remove under penalty of law and going, why does Joe Biden want to arrest me for removing this tag? It's not about you. This is on everyone's pillow. It's a thing that is common across the board. It's not about you, you narcissistic sociopath maniac. You stupid monster, step off the stage finally and let us all breathe in peace and live our lives without your gigantic pumpkin head screaming in our faces. And there are a bunch of morons who are about to manifest another 4+ years of this guy camping out in our living rooms 24/7. I don't know what's going on anymore.
Bob, that is the best analogy. You get the best analogy award, the mattress tag.
Yep.
Yep. Biden's trying to assassinate me for mattress crime.
I mean, but look, this is going to turn into something serious because someone's going to try to retaliate against Joe Biden.
That's the problem with this.
Or some random Democrat that they're going to pick. Oh, yeah, we'll show you threaten Donald Trump with murder, with assassination, with your raid when he wasn't even at Mar-a-Lago at the time.
Oh, my God. Right. Which the FBI knew, of course. Ay, ay, ay. So in terms of this trial, so this is just one analysis. Trump's defense ended on a horrible note as witness insulted the jury. As I always say, it's the Bob Seska rule. Trump always makes things worse for Trump. So, yeah, this is one analysis. Trump's defense team completely dropped the ball by calling Cohen's former legal advisor, Robert Costello, to the stand, where he proceeded to cause courtroom chaos and get completely impeached by his own emails, according to one prosecutor. In doing so, Trump's team wiped the jury's doubts about Cohen's own credibility as a witness from their minds and put that suspicion on Costello. Oh, my God. By calling him as their last witness, actually their only witness, they left the jury the following. Michael Cohen said, I really didn't trust Mr. Costello. I essentially thought he was a little sleazy. This is in Trump world.
Right.
and he was working for Giuliani and Trump, so I didn't want to give them anything that was going to hurt me in the end, so that's very understandable. When Costello took the stand, acted the way he did, in my 35 years of practicing law as a prosecutor, I've never, ever seen that he insulted the judge and he insulted the jury. The defense ended on a horrible, horrible note. It washed away everything they were trying to do with Michael Cohen, and here's the kicker. They actually rehabilitated Michael Cohen because Mr. Costello did come across as a little unsavory. Mm-hmm. I mean, takes some doing in mob world, right?
Oh, yeah. This is a couple of things with Bob Costello's little dog and pony show the other day. Is, first of all, it's pure Trumpism. This is a performance for Donald Trump, using Donald Trump's own style, completely disrespecting everything that has to do with the system, with the rule of law. Plus, it's this thing that happens with, let's say, white men 60 plus who like to think that they're in the mafia. They cosplay as, and I'm speaking as like an Italian American here. This is so annoying. Stop doing this, older white guy. Stop pretending you're in the mafia with the forget about and the gabagoo and all that nonsense. You're not fooling anyone. You're just a regular white guy. You're not in the mob. And by the way, why would you want to be a sociopath professional murderer? Why would you emulate someone like that? I love The Sopranos, and Tony Soprano was an incredible character played by an incredible legendary actor. But not for a second would I want to be Tony Soprano, emulate Tony Soprano.
These are professional criminals
who murder for a living.
It's like that commercial with the real rock stars saying, stop using the word rock star. You're not a... Right.
Yes. Cut it out. Stop it. It was even worse 20 years ago when The Sopranos was on. You're just going to work at the water cooler. A bunch of pure white waspy guys are like, forget about it. Keep your enemies closer.
What are we doing for lunch? Pasta bagul or the gabagool? What are we doing?
Yes. And then they make fun of Star Trek conventions, right?
Right.
Not even realizing that what they're doing is far worse
nerds,
than an innocent hobby.
Nerds come in every flavor, as you know, Bob.
Right.
Speaking of which,
this is worse,
Is this a nerd reference? You tweeted, someone please dump some Tauntaun guts on him so he'll stop whining about an air-conditioned room.
That's Star Wars. I knew that.
That's an Empire Strikes Back reference. Yeah. See, what happens is Luke Skywalker, he's lost in the wastelands of Hoth, where it's freezing, and the Tauntauns are going to freeze before they reach the first mark.
Beginning of the movie.
Yeah, Han Solo comes along and rescues him, just as Obi-Wan Kenobi is telling him to go to Dagobah, and he's almost frozen to death.
Yeah.
So, Han Solo opens up his Tauntaun using a lightsaber.
Yeah. This is why we can't have Bob on the same sexy liberal panel with Mark Hamill.
I could do this all day.
The nerdverse would explode.
Yeah.
Okay. So you retweeted, Trump campaign vows to sue The Apprentice filmmakers over scene of Ivana Trump being raped by the then real estate mogul. And you said, so Donald wants his name and the word rape in endless headlines before an election while also granting free publicity for a movie in which audiences will see him raping his wife. Smart. Put this genius in charge of the government again. People forget that,
She wrote it in a book.
Jean Carroll, she wrote it in a book, and I hate to say it tracks exactly with who Trump is.
Yes.
She recommended the doctor he went to hair transplants for. It was horribly painful. And so he ripped her hair out in a rage, so she would feel the same pain and raped. She wrote that in the book and raped her. And then, of course, it was a financial statement and she took it back. But you don't write that in a book.
Yeah, you don't make that up.
Yeah.
He's a horrible, horrible, horrible monster. And this was one of those things where Trump always makes things worse for Trump. This is Donald Trump, as he said, calling attention to something that I wouldn't want anyone to see. If this was about me, I wouldn't want anyone to go near that movie. So why is he calling attention to this?
I know.
Why
now
is he saying, hey, look at this movie. In this movie, I'm depicted as raping my former wife, my late wife.
Yeah.
And why is that? Because I got botched hair plugs. And I was angry about the botched hair plug, so I took it out on the woman who recommended the doctor who gave me the hair plug. So he's not only emphasizing the fact that he raped his now late wife, but then he's emphasizing, calling attention to the fact that whatever it is on his head is hair plugs, and they botched them, and then we get to get our Schadenfreude out of Donald Trump's botched hair plugs. Why would you call? That's just so stupid. Just shut up and let it go.
Just this is the dumbest, most obvious movie plot ever. You retweeted a question to Trump yesterday. Why did you post an ad calling for a unified Reich in a second term, echoing Nazi Germany? Trump ignores and walks away.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, and you also said he can't run a social media app. Imagine what he'll do to the economy. Well, he already did it. He already tanked our economy. Truth Social is lost over $300 million. I mean, Bob, why is it that bubble can't seem to be pierced? The base that still thinks he's a great businessman. How is that possible despite a mountain of facts otherwise?
Yeah, it's just decades of myth that Republicans are somehow better on the economy, even though what we know is history is completely contrary to that. We know that every Republican president for the last 100 years, at least 100 years, has presided over a recession. Some of them very, very deep recessions. See also George W. Bush and Donald Trump, who presided over colossal recessions. And for some reason, people had this twisted idea in their minds that these guys have some sort of key that unlocks a booming economy, when in fact, that never actually bears out in fact. It's always the Democrats come along, balance the budget. Democrats come along and they solve, a flailing economy.
Yeah,
they
every
fix
time.
It like Barack Obama did. Barack Obama rescued the economy from a second Great Depression when he came into office.
Point of order, I would prefer not to see that kind of Bush, but that's a different
thing. Hey! Sorry,
really?
I didn't mean to bring up one.
Really? Okay, goodbye, Bob. Thanks for coming.
Okay, bye.
All right, Bob Seska Show. I have to listen to it. It's essential to America and to my sanity.
Yes.
BobSeska.com. Look at the Spicy Jody shirts. I want a flying beef packs made of, what is it called? Beef?
Jetpacks made of beef.
Yeah. I want a jetpacks made of beef shirt.
It's a long story.
You have to get in the Bob Seska Club, and you'll know what we're talking about. All right, love you, Bob.
Mwah. Bye-bye.
All right, 50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Power Life High Impact Protein. I'm just staring at yours because it's
delicious.
Quay.
Not only is it good for you.
W-H-E-Y protein. Jody and I use plant protein.
Right.
Because we're delicate little flowers.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
Not only is it good for you, it's delicious.
It is delicious. Strawberry, vanilla, chocolate. What do you like? One scoop, bam, in your favorite beverage, and it supercharges your muscle growth, boosts your energy, helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercise. Tony Horton got shingles, had to come back from that. Almost didn't think he was going to make it. He looks amazing now. He's 65.
Yep.
Sometimes you got to do it. You know, you need a little help. You need a little spotter building some muscle.
Right.
We all exercise, but I'm just saying this can help supercharge you even without like endless hours of exercise. Make this your sidekick. Go to mypowerlife.com, type in the code fitness to save 30%, or text fitness to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
It's positively delightful.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds, and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
It's springtime in Wisconsin and our greenhouses are bursting with color. We invite you out to Kopke's Greenhouse on Sand Hill Road near Oregon. With over 3.5 acres of production space, we are the area's largest direct grower to consumer retailer. For hours and directions, check us out at kopkesgreenhouse.com. That's K-O-P-K-E-S greenhouse.com. We are also back on the square at the Dane County Farmers Market.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
I'm still going for it, even with higher stroke risk from atrial fibrillation and a regular heartbeat not caused by a heart valve problem. Over a 3-year study, Eliquis apixaban tablets reduced stroke risk better than warfarin, and over 97% of Eliquis patients did not experience a stroke. A first stroke occurred in 2.9% of warfarin patients versus 2.3% of Eliquis patients.
Don't stop taking prescription Eliquis without asking your doctor. It may increase your stroke risk. Eliquis can cause serious and in rare cases fatal bleeding. Don't take Eliquis if you have an artificial heart valve, abnormal bleeding, or antiphospholipid syndrome. While taking, you may bruise more easily or take longer for bleeding to stop. A spinal injection while on Eliquis increases risk of blood clots, which may cause paralysis, the inability to move. Get medical help right away for unexpected bleeding, unusual bruising, or tingling, numbness, or muscle weakness. Medications such as aspirin products, NSAIDs, SSRIs, SNRIs, and blood thinners may increase bleeding risk. Tell your doctor about all planned medical or dental procedures. Learn more at Eliquis.com or call 1-855-ELIQUIS.
Stephanie Miller.
I can't make it down. I can't make it down. So get out your seat and jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump around. Jump up, jump up and get down.
Hi, it's the Lame Ass White Person Show.
Uh-huh. We're jumping. We're jumping around.
You know, we look like Rock'em Sock'em Robots. That's what we look like.
Kind of.
That's what else I realized Marjorie Taylor Greene's butch bad body looks like. She looks like a Rock'em Sock'em Robot.
Okay.
Isn't she kind of built like that?
Yeah.
A little bit.
Yeah.
That's her after Jasmine Crockett.
Yeah. You knocked my block off.
Hey. What's our motto here at the Stephanie Miller Show? In a world where you can be anything, be kind. When they go low, be Jasmine Crockett.
Yes.
Okay. Oh, by the way, she has, doubled down. Representative Jasmine Crockett doubling down on her viral jab against far-right Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene by beating the firebrand at her own game. Crockett filed a trademark on the phrase, beach blonde, bad built, butch body. She is now selling T-shirts.
Good for her.
Oh, also, there's another funny tweet. Hold on.
Yeah, just got kicked out of a karaoke bar for singing Danger Zone 5 times. Apparently, I exceeded the maximum number of logins attempts.
That's funny. Get it?
That's funny.
Logins. That's funny. Oh, here's one of the fantastic. I tweeted the picture of me and Joe Biden from 10 years ago.
Yep.
Philip, one of the very lovely people that chimed in on Twitter. Chris.
Oh, one of the lovely ones?
Uh-huh.
Mm. All right.
Of President Biden said he's a senile retard, a dictator, and the worst president in history who has destroyed America. But it looks like you're too stupid to care about anyone except yourself.
Wow.
You seem nice, Philip.
I don't think Philip is real.
Yeah, I don't think he's a fan.
Really?
I don't think he listens.
Wow. Okay.
How many numbers are in his handle?
Oh. Yeah, right.
I don't know. Okay. Dean Obadala said, since the judge scheduled closing arguments for next Tuesday, that gives Trump a week to try to tamper with the jury. Hopefully law enforcement is watching closely.
Oy.
good point and something else to worry about.
Yep.
All right, Malcolm Nance and Carlos El's Rocky all coming up. Stephanie Miller Show.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, we'll be talking about all the things that are wrong with Justice Samuel Alito and be joined by two reporters from the Journal Sentinel talking housing.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2.
Welcome to the Lazy Oaf Lounge, Madison's East Side place for friends and family to meet for fun and food. Stop in for great daily lunch specials, soups made from scratch, and jaw-dropping burgers, wraps, and sandwiches. Plus Friday fish fry and homemade pizza cooked in a classic stone hearth pizza oven. The Lazy Oaf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook or at LazyOafLounge.com.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.